And okay. This is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Here we go.
Yarra Valley FM. This afternoon, you're with Michael Goodrich from Yarranges Council and Community Connect program. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We have Jess Ray from Council talking about biochar and what is biochar, helping you get your garden growing healthy. We also have Melanie and Leanne from ECOS talking about the Warby Summer Produce Market and the market at ECOS. Now that we've had some great news on the weekend around the restrictions being eased, there's more activities happening as well in those marketplaces, but also our community houses are now up and open for business on site, which is very exciting. And so to wrap up our show, we have Vicky Harrison from Seville Community House, who have on the ball and have their first on-site program tonight, straight away, one day's notice, and they're ready to go, which is amazing. So great show lined up for you today. I hope you are enjoying the sun. It's a beautiful summer day. And first off, I'm going to introduce you to our first guest, which is Jess Ray. Hello, Jess.
Hi. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. And now, Jess, where are you joining us from today?
From Hillsville. It's very sunny and beautiful here today as well.
Yeah, it's lovely. And obviously, because we're on radio, we actually are not on site. We're all still tuning in remotely. So I'm actually joining you from my bathroom because my children are asleep. So this is why it's like working from home. So thanks for joining us, Jess. Now, biochar. What is biochar?
What is biochar? Well, that's a very good question. So biochar basically is a soil improver product at its core. So basically inert carbon. What you do is you get woody weed waste, like branches from trees that might cut down or storm damage, and you burn them in a high temperature, low oxygen environment like a kiln. And because it's burnt at such a high temperature, the carbon is retained in the charcoal product at the end, and then that can be used on the soil as an improver, good for water retention and things like that on the land.
Yeah, beautiful. And so people can do this obviously at home. You said before you're doing this in your own garden.
Yeah, you can.
You're seeing some lovely results.
That's right. But the key with biochar is to treat it with compost or something so that you can use it effectively.
Yes. Yeah. And you've got a bit of an exciting update from Council as well and the sustainability team about biochar and a program that Council are looking to do a run out soon. Can you give us a bit of an update on that?
Yeah, sure. So we have a climate plan, the livable climate plan, and in that we had a project that we would look at developing a biochar plant, so a trial plant. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky enough to receive funding from the Growing Suburbs Fund, so a state government funding program, to help us build the plant. So at the moment we're looking at going through a more detailed analysis and looking at different processings that we could use. So there's a couple of different techniques. There's batch processing or continuous. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at that, and then we'll go out for tender over December, January. And then once we get the tenders in, we'll assess them and look at which one we will get to build, and we'll have one up and running in Yarra Ranges by March 2022. So it takes about 9 months to build the actual plant because they build it from scratch, essentially. Mm-hmm. Really custom industry.
Yes. Now, to give people a visual, so you're at home, just you have your little sort of hot belly where you can put your produce in and make your little biochar at home. What does a plant biochar look like?
The ones that we've seen so far, the batch ones, it's basically a converted shipping container.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks a bit dirtier and charcoal-y and more, but they basically just load up the branches if it's a batch one in crates, and then put that in, and then that burns. It's all sealed off, and then that burns, and then the emissions are really low because it's such a high temperature, it's all contained. So it's 80% initial biomass is actually captured in the biochar. So it's not like burning a wood heater. There's no smoke emissions, which is one of the key benefits of this process, is that it will lower emissions, especially in the Yarra Valley. If you'd be aware that there is that issue with smoke quality, so it will help to improve that. Yeah, and if there's no odour, so it's not like a composting facility, and renewable energy is produced as part of the process, so it's self fired essentially.
Yes, so using the heat as a form of energy as well.
Yeah,
it's obviously, so like when you're burning this biochar, it is like that heat. So that smoke, which actually is carbon in the air, it's burnt in a way so it doesn't produce any smoke, so there's no environmental impacts. And you're using waste, so you're turning this waste into energy.
Yeah, and what we're trying to do is really create a local economy. So we're really trying to tap into the local market, so green waste from waste from the horticultural industry, like all that, the prunings and things like that, we're hoping to take there and be burnt and made into biochar. And then the end product, so the actual biochar, can be used back in that industry, so back for the producers of the Yarra Valley and beyond, in Wandon and things like that, so that it is used back on their land. And also on council street trees, but it's perfect to added into street tree plantings, on our ovals, green spaces, things like that.
Yeah, sounds amazing. So all this, like you said, the waste that people put in green bins, but also have a huge amount of agricultural businesses in the area who do produce that waste from the apples and the orchards and all the rest, to be able to use that waste, put it back into that process and then back onto the plant, and that beautiful cycle of that waste turning into energy and then feeding back into those, into helping grow our lovely produce here, the strawberries and the apples and the grapes and all the produce we have in the Yarra Valley.
Right, and that really, because a lot of that prunings and backyard is a lot, that's a lot of burnt off in people's backyards as well, so it'll really help with that and air quality.
Beautiful. And so what's the next step? You're saying it's going out to tender, so this is going out to organisational companies to be able to run these biochar plant?
Yeah, so it's a proven technology, but an emerging industry. So council is in the fortunate position where we can really look at a pilot site, a pilot plant, set that up and stimulate the local economy, especially helping with recovery from COVID. And so what we're hoping to do is it's out for tender in early December, then we'll get it up and running by next March.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. And so to people to find out more about the work that council is doing around sustainability and how they're involved, I know in the past your team has been providing some webinars, people can learn how to, obviously through COVID can't do anything face-to-face through the COVID restrictions, but you've been running some great webinars, people learning how to grow their own produce and also talking about learning how to do their own biochar. Have you got anything else coming up for some webinars over the summer period?
We do. We will have one on biochar. We'll definitely have a community one on biochar, just to give people a bit more of an understanding about it. And we're also looking at some Christmas-themed ones, so we had, recycled presents and upcycling, things like that. And also, excitingly, we're going to do a damper-making workshop as well, online.
Fantastic.
Although I'm worried that everyone's going to be all zoomed out by early December, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jess. For people to find out more of those updates, where can they go?
Just to our website. Everything's on our website. There's a section under sustainability on council's main webpage, and just click through. And the climate plan's on there, so you can read more about the biochar and get a bit more detail about it as well.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jess. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your sunny day in Healesville.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And again, if you want to find out more information, go to the council website and you can just find the sustainability tab or just search sustainability. and have those updates for those webinars coming through summer, but also the exciting biochar programs. Thank you so much, Jess. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
And we'll have a little break for a song. We'll come back and have our next guest. Thank you.
Local radio is real radio. Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back to Yarra Valley FM. We have now Vicky Harrison from Seville Community House. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Yes. Now, you must be a bit excited about yesterday's announcement.
Well, we are. We've been, you know, closed our doors in March and briefly opened them in June and then back into lockdown in July. So it's been, like everybody for us, it's been a topsy-turvy year. So we're really delighted that we can now open our doors, ensuring all the necessary precautions are taken. So we're welcoming back our first yoga class tonight, and progressively over the next couple of weeks, most of our normal programs will return.
Now, we caught up in the very start of around COVID, and you were like, I think the first term when you came in, and you were within the first few weeks of COVID hitting, you were jumping straight into Zoom and got the ball rolling so quickly. And again, day one of restrictions eased, and you've got a program happening tonight, the yoga.
Yeah, well, it's been, you know, we've really zoomed it up this year, and a few of our things have translated really nicely to Zoom, but nothing like seeing people in the flesh, I think. So we're all looking forward to getting back and chatting, and mind you, it'll be behind masks, but you know, we've got to do what we've got to do. So yeah, nothing beats the real thing, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, you can't replace those face-to-face catch-ups for sure. And that's what all, I mean, the community house is about staying connected, and you've done it so well through COVID, but also now that you can actually have the visitors and people on site, you're straight into it, which is amazing to see. And yeah. So obviously you said yoga tonight, and you've got to obviously just day one, so you've been a very busy day planning to see what could happen. So is there any little updates you can share today around some forthcoming programs and events that'll be happening at the Savile Community House?
Yeah, sure. We've got, well, our evening book club is back. We'll be back next Thursday evening, so we can fit a couple more members into that. So that's terrific. We've got a soap making demonstration. Normally we have a class, but we've brought it down to a demonstration. So you'll be taught how to make soap and then given the recipe to take home and try it at home. So we might even Zoom that as well. We're not quite sure yet. Depends on the interest. We've got a tarot in 2 hours and Christmas craft for the kids. So we're taking bookings for all those things. And so we're available by phone or email, or on our web Facebook page, you'll find all the details of the things as we plan them.
Yes, so yeah, you are very active on your Facebook page. So people search Savile Community House on Facebook, you're able to find you. Also, you have your programs updated on your website as well.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Mm.
And Christmas already. That happened. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it can be possible, but yeah, so we've got some Christmas craft happening. That's for the kids, and they're very small sessions, so we've got plenty of space between families, but we've still got some spots for that too, and that's only $5 to book in for that.
Yeah, lovely. And so which age group is that for the children?
Preschools. Yeah. Take toddlers to preschoolers, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
So we usually can see everyone in.
Yeah. And over COVID as well, you've obviously been busy getting the gardening, the garden projects you've been running along as well. And so how's that looking?
Yeah, so we've got our mosaic component finished and it looks beautiful. We've got some major works, structural works that we need to have completed. We're waiting for some results of some funding applications for that. And once we get that done, then it'll be just all the lovely stuff of planting and looking after the plants, and we're hoping to put in a little frog bog and some things so the school kids can use it as well at several primary school. And then we just hope people come along and enjoy the garden, especially in spring and summer. It'll be a lovely place to be.
Yeah, it is. And for people who may be new to the area or haven't visited before, where can they find Savile Community House?
Yeah, so we're right next door to Savile Primary School on Railway Road. Not in the main street, unfortunately, but so we're a little bit away from public transport and that sort of thing. But you'll find us, if you can find the primary school, you'll be able to find the community house.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot just in the back of the school there. Yeah. In the garden, you'll be able to have a look past and see the gardening growing as well over Christmas and the summer holidays.
Yeah, we hope so. If we can get the structural work done before then, we'll certainly be whizzing around Christmas break and, yeah, doing a lot of things. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good to see. And so you've said you had yoga on tonight, and you've got some availability spaces, or are they all full up?
Our yoga will be completely full. Yes. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about everything else yet, but yoga is definitely fully booked out. We've got a Thursday yoga class too, which I believe is at capacity too at the moment. So, yeah, we're really excited about having people back, and hopefully people will be ready to come out and try some fun things.
Yeah, and now beyond it be open, your opening hours have they changed now as of today?
Well, yes, because we have been closed apart from office staff. So our opening hours are 9 till 3:30 weekdays, and then depending on what's happening on the weekends, we're not open regularly on the weekends, but when we've got things happening,
yep,
we're here. Yeah,
yeah, lovely. So yeah, if anybody's in the area and like to say hello, they can now pop in and the committee house and say hello to you and the rest of your team there and see the place and find out more.
Yeah, we can pop some chairs outside in the sun and enjoy the lovely weather.
Yeah. Lovely. Well, thank you so much, Vicky. It's great to hear what's happening in Suffolk Community House as always. Like I said, you've was straight on to getting the Zoom getting when people couldn't gather. Now when you can, your first day, ready to go and more to come as well.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Cheers, thank you. And if you want to find out more again about Suffolk Community House, you can find them on their Facebook page, Suffolk Community House, or just search Suffolk Community House on the website and have all the details of the upcoming program. So keep your eyes on the space. Next, we'll have a little break for the song, and then we'll follow up with Melanie from ECOS talking about the ECOS markets.
I'm paranoid and complicated. I think I'm paranoid, manipulated.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
On the Community Connection Show. And our last guest for today is Melanie and Leanne from ECOS talking about markets, markets, markets. It is summer and the sun is shining. And you guys have also been busy all through the year with markets. So I'd love to have a catch up about how they started and what's next. So welcome, Melanie. Welcome, Leanne.
Hello,
hi.
Michael. Hi, guys.
Now, I have to share this visual here because obviously we're on the radio, but Millianne, you're sitting both in your car, tucked behind your phone, joining us live on air. So how's that for technology?
We're pretty impressed with it, actually. We had our...
Who would have thought, hey?
We've escaped the ring of steel, the metro ring of steel, and we've gone regional.
Oh, lovely. So where are you joining us from today?
We're joining you from Rubicon River.
Ah, lovely spot. Yeah. And a good day for a bit of camping, hey?
Oh, totally. Gorgeous. Perfect day. Great weather.
You organise the weather well.
We try.
And other things you organise well, great segue, is markets.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank
you. And so, I mean, this has been a really difficult year for many things, but obviously trying to organise markets and events has been challenging, but you guys have done it so well with the start of the market in ECOS. Can you tell us a bit about, if you're unaware of that market or the history, can you give us a bit of a background of how that started and the journey so far?
Well, it all started on Friday the 13th in March. Melanie and I were running the Warburton Summer Produce Market together. And it was pretty much the last market of the season. And it was during that market that it felt like the pandemic hit while we were running it. The wind was blowing, the marquees were going everywhere, the rain was coming in. And people were ringing me going, we've got to cancel this event. All your gigs for the next 2 months have been cancelled. The River Folk Festival got cancelled. It was due to start in hours. We were lucky to get in the Warburton Summer Produce Market season. Life just looked very different. You know, Melanie does outdoor education. All her camps got cancelled. Mm. All my gigs, all my events got cancelled. And we were like, okay, what do we do now? And Silvertime Farm, who grows their produce at ECOS, people were saying, well, where can we get your produce? So they started selling from their farm gate. And a few other stalls with like eggs and chocolate and different things said, oh, can we come along too? And it just kind of organically started a market. And because I work at ECOS and I ran the Warburton Summer Produce Market, I was just kind of the perfect middle person to kind of help with the transition. And so I ended up coming along on a Friday afternoon at ECOS, setting up signs, marking out lines for social distancing on the ground, putting hand sanitizer table out, and making sure people were social distancing, and that's kind of how the market started at ECOS on a Friday afternoon.
That's been running every Friday throughout the year, pretty much.
Yeah, so it hasn't stopped. So it literally started from the Warburton Summer Produce Market. The week later, Silvertine started selling produce, and from there it's just grown and grown. And then as Silvertine, their season ended, we're kind of going, well, what are we going to do? We want the market to keep going, but we need produce. So that's where Melanie came in, as my teammate, as we often seem to work together. And organics was born.
Yeah, and so what a year to start a market, or a second market for yourselves.
Yeah.
And so you said, like, it started with a few small, like the farmer's market there and a few stall holders. So it's grown now to how many stalls do you have there on a weekly basis?
About 15 up to 17, and it's kind of growing now as restrictions have eased and other stalls are allowed to join us. So it has been predominantly food because that's all that we're allowed to have for the last few months. Slowly I've got more stalls joining, which is great.
Yeah, fantastic. And so it's run every Friday at ECOS?
Yeah, so at the moment it's 3 till 5 every Friday. Yarra Valley ECOS, which is 711 Old Warburton Road in Wesburn.
It's a beautiful property there and a great place to have a market. We've got the sheds at the back. There is these big, big open sheds that is great for weatherproofing events.
Yep.
So good for the rain, good for the sun.
It's been wonderful because, rain, hail or shine, we can still run the market. And if it's wet, we just go under the shed roof. And if it's nice, then we're out on the lawn. And it's lovely. And the stalls love it. It's just an easy market, and the community has just absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
It's just been, a lot of people have said it's been a lifesaver.
Yeah, I can imagine you guys done incredible work to get that happening through such tough times, but obviously allowing those local small producers and business owners selling their fresh produce to continue to have a place to sell and earn money, but also for community to have access to great, healthy produce, but also a place for them to still connect and be safe as well.
Yeah. And a lot of things are moving outdoors with COVID, you know, everything's safer outdoors. So when, you know, the supermarkets were stripped bare of everything and everyone was panic buying, we were all shopping outdoors, supporting local businesses and felt very abundant. It was, that's great.
And the good thing about it as well is that, you know, there was the usual crowd of community that we all knew from Warburton and Summer Produce who just switched over to it. But then we've actually really welcomed in and collected a whole different range of people in the Yarra Valley who've discovered it through, I guess, word of mouth, through lack of options during restrictions, through curiosity of hearing about it. And there are so many new faces coming through ECOS into this valley market that it's so beautiful. Every week we get new people that we get to welcome and say, first time shopper, welcome. You know, it's wonderful. So it's really, that's why it's growing, because we're sort of tapping into, you know, all kinds of people, you know, wanting to come and support. And I think through this time it's been really highlighted that supporting local, staying local is vital, and it's, you know, it just feels great. People are just loving the feeling they get. It's like a shopping experience, you know, that they're really cherishing. So,
yeah, and you said like that, some of that shop local, buy local, and supporting the community there has been amazing to see. And people are, you know, connecting to, so the local regulars coming every week, but also new faces coming as well. And now that, you know, restrictions are easing, now anybody can come along. You don't have to be living in that sort of certain area to visit now, that anybody in the area. So if you're listening this Friday, ECOS, 3:30, Farmers Market, come along. And if people are interested in having a stall as well, some people might be listening going, I've got some produce to sell, or I might have some, love to have a stall. How can they, are you open for new stallholders, and how can they contact you if you are?
Yeah, open to stallholders. My email is ecotopiastalls@ecos.org.au. So should I spell that? Ecotopia is in the festival. ECOTOPIA, stalls@ecos.org.au. But if you check out the ECOS website, www.ecos.org.au, you'll be able to contact us through that and you'll get hold of me eventually.
Fantastic. And started, yeah, sorry.
I was just going to mention that we are organising a twilight market, which would be the Friday market, but going later with entertainment. And that's going to be
fantastic.
So a bit of a Christmas market with more stalls. People can do their Christmas shopping and, yeah.
Okay, so 4th of December?
Yep.
The 4th of December will be the Twilight Market at ECOS. It'll be your regular Friday markets, plus live music, entertainment, and a really great Christmas celebration to come along and get your last-minute prezzies and bits and pieces and enjoy some live music and get connected to your community.
That's it.
It's going to be great. We just need it to be weather like today, don't we? We put in our order now. Yeah.
Put it in early. It'd be great. Like I said, it is weatherproof. Even if it is a bit off, you've got those great big sheds back there. You can still enjoy those gatherings there as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, this is the, so you've got the market at ECOS and now your Twilight Market on the 4th of December. But also, you mentioned before the Summer Produce Market. So we're coming to summer. What are your plans for the Summer Produce Market?
Well, the plan is to keep the market on a Friday at ECOS all year round, because it's just worked so well and it's been so easy. Mm-hmm. Last summer in Warburton, like, it's beautiful and it was great, but every week we had a massive challenge with weather. And ECOS just provides security of that great space, having the undercover area.
It was funny because all summer we just had crazy weather, and then the week after when we moved to ECOS, we had months of perfect weather every single Friday. It was very ironic, but anyway. But I do know that people love, you know, a good market in Warburton, and so instead of the Warburton Summer Produce Market by the river on a Friday afternoon, we'll be at ECOS on a Friday afternoon. And then in addition, we're going to have a market in Warburton on the weekend. So on the third weekend of the month, we're looking at a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be like the Warburton Summer Produce Market with live music, but it will be all year round once a month. And so we're just still getting those details finalised, but looking to start in 2021. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So still so a bit local.
So just, we're rebranding the market. So it's called the Valley Market. Mm-hmm. We've got the Valley Market at ECOS on a Friday, and then we'll have the Valley Market in Warburton, which will...
Once a month down Warburton with the live music and, fantastic. So the Valley Market, heard it here first.
That's right.
Look,
don't tell anyone.
And so first of all, then, do you have any potential musos or artists you can announce today that might be playing at your Twilight Market?
So far I've got Yarra Valley Drummers playing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be excited to play again with Coffee Kumpair.
Yes,
and Coffee's also started busking on a Friday afternoon, so he's going to be busking again this Friday with the Ngoni, which is a beautiful African harp he plays. Mm-hmm. He'll be there this Friday as well. But yeah, and I've also got Chris James performing on the 4th of December, who's circus, magic, children's entertainer, storyteller. It's going to be his birthday, so he's going to do a special birthday show at the Twilight Market. And he's from the Dreaming Space. I don't know if you heard of it, but yeah. And
if people haven't heard of the Dreaming Space. Yeah, can you tell me the Dreaming Space? If people haven't heard of it, can you give us a little bit of background?
So the Dreaming Space is Chris and Claire, they're a couple, and they can create a festival all by themselves. They do circus play, circus shows, magic shows, storytelling,
singing.
Yeah. They've got a jazz band, they've got a kids band. They're new to the Valley, and mm-hmm. I've known them for many years, and they're amazing entertainers. So they've played a fair bit around. Council's had them at a number of events. Very entertaining. So
yeah, down the Valley.
So we're just very lucky to have amazing talent in this Valley. So much of it that people willing to share everything they have. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so true. Got amazing community there who have incredible skills to share and talents, and especially in music and in the theatre as well. So it's amazing to see you guys have been creating a space to share that and to spotly showcase what the Valley has to offer.
Yes, thank you.
And now people haven't had lunch already, they might be feeling a bit hungry. So I was just curious, what is on offer this Friday at the market? What's some great projects to keep an eye out for?
Well, I mean, you can talk produce. I was thinking more dinner, because I'll start with that. But we haven't had a lot of food because up until now you haven't been able to sit and eat. But we do have a new Mexican chocolate house, which is now operating from ECOS. So they've been selling delicious chocolate that's made on site at ECOS, as well as hot chocolate, but also the real deal Mexican tacos have been available on a Friday afternoon, and they are delicious. And for the Twilight Market, we will have more food, but that is to be confirmed. But in terms of produce, we've got cheese with Stone and Crow. We've got eggs, delicious strawberries from Gulugutch Farm. They've just got their first strawberries of the season, and they're delicious. We've got Brumfield Winery with their yummy bread. We've got another baker on site, also makes delicious bread.
Cultured Harvest, who do krauts and fermented foods that are out of this world, and kombucha. Mm. Like, just, yeah,
We've got Broken Back Wines with their wine. They had mulled wine last week, which was delicious. Depends on the weather. what else have we got? Microgreens.
Yeah, microgreens and dry goods, bulk foods. I mean, honestly, you can come to this market and not have to go anywhere else to shop. It's just, you know, it is. It's kind of a one-stop shop. We've got nearly every base covered as well. We've got honey from the Yarra Valley Bee Group. So it's got, we've got everything. And my stall has fresh fruit and veg produce, which is sourced, some of which, whatever's available local, is brought in, and then the rest is ordered, you know, from the market. So it's a full fruit and veg stall as well. And Silvertine Farm are part of that, and they've started getting more produce of their own to have their stalls back now that it's sort of getting to late spring. So it's just ramping up. It's full of goodness, hey.
It sounds incredible. I'm getting hungry just thinking about all this amazing food. So I think this Friday, this sounds like it should be a regular Friday routine. Get down to the market at Ecos and get your produce, have probably Melbourne's best taco, I'm assuming, and some amazing chocolate and live music. Family fun for all. Sounds like, and you've got the weather for it now, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Melanie Leanne. It's been great to hear the update of what's happening and forthcoming for the market, the monthly markets happening in Warburton, but also the markets happening at Ecos now throughout the whole year. So you can do your weekly grocery shopping and a night out of dinner as well on Friday evenings as well. Well done to you both. It's been a lot of hard work to make this happen, and it's been incredible timing that you've done this as well, and put a beautiful space to be able to connect, but also be able to access some really healthy food as well.
Yep, it's all been worth it. It's fantastic. Yep, that's great.
Thank you so much. And for people to get more updates, they can also go to the Ecos website, but also on your Facebook page as well.
Yep, on the Ecos Facebook page. We have got a Valley Market website, which is just kind of getting up and running. But, yeah, you can look out for that.
Yep, Valley Market coming up very soon. Thank you so much for today. Lovely to join you. Enjoy your camping.
About to go and eat some food, speaking of it.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thanks for your time.